Tommy Gazzola joined us, and Tom, I can imagine the people were fired up last night because, oh my goodness, that game went from looking like a like the Oilers were playing great for 51 minutes, and then the wheels fell off. All of a sudden, they blew an engine. The transmission went. You know what? All of a sudden, they're blowing tires all over the place. Like, it was a colossal breakdown.
Yeah, and into the wall head-on they went. Gregs, have you ever had anyone call in on a post-game show, on your show throughout the years, and start their thought, and you could just feel the rage boiling, and then they stop themselves and hang up because they knew they couldn't continue? That's how bad it was last night. A guy named Charles called in. He got on that train. He wanted to share his thoughts, and then he just abruptly hung up. And Hernan and I were like, wow, that's how some of the Oilers faithful were feeling after a devastating loss, a gut punch, even worse. I mean, they had that game, like you said, 51 minutes of really good hockey. They were in control, doing the right things. And then the Archibald play, the clip on Logan Stanley really set the ball in motion. And that's when the dominoes went, man.
Yeah, they could say that again. The dominoes did go again. But, you know, it's funny. Like, they've played well enough to win all three games. And yet here we are talking about this team going 4-0. Does it feel any better than last year in the play-in? Or any
Strutty,
improvement,
I think,
I should say. Improvement. Sorry, Thomas.
Okay, I'll answer both. I mean, does it feel better? Obviously not. It probably feels worse considering this team has had a very good season. The way they're losing in this playoff round, they're losing to a better team. Let's not kid ourselves. They blew it last year. That was a terrible performance in the bubble. We all know it. We talked about it ad nauseum. And this, you know, inevitably when they probably lose a fourth game, I don't know if it'll be tonight or on Wednesday, whatever. It seems like a formality at this point. We're going to talk about what issues came to the forefront now and what was exposed. Yeah, obviously, depth scoring is something that has been discussed and will need to be addressed. But, you know, you look at them going up against Winnipeg in this series and you go, everything was pointing in their favor. They had every reason to play well and to move on to the next round. Those first two games, incredibly tight, could have gone either way. They had the game last night. In just incredible fashion, total meltdown. That'll be discussed for a long time. Whatever happens, I'm sure tonight will be discussed and in subsequent games, if there are any. And Strutty, it's a better team, but this, I think, reveals a bit about the overall character and demeanor of the team and mindset, especially last night with that implosion. And that'll probably be something that we talk about in the offseason and see if Kenny Holland identifies that as something to improve on.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, I heard you this morning on, was it the morning show, I think? Or I'm not sure. Or one of that, or with Dave Jameson, maybe? Or no,
yeah,
actually,
I was on
last
with
night. Sorry, last night. I heard you on the post-game show. And you and Hernan were talking about that idea of character. And I hear what you're saying, but I think the word I would use is poise. Like, that the poise to say, okay, we're gonna calm this thing down, right? And,
yeah.
You know, how do you know how to do that if you've never been through it? You know, and I can remember a game, 5-0. We're up 5-0, the Bell Center, non-playoff Bell Center, full of fans. It's absolutely rocking. They score a goal, they rattle off 5 more, we lose in overtime. There was nothing we could do to stop them. Nothing. We had Jaromir Jagr. I think we had Brendan Shan. Like, we had really good players. We couldn't stop them. Like, it just was impossible. So the poise to understand that, you know, what needs to be done in that moment. I think that for me, that's the way, because I think the character was somewhat revealed. You know, they're doing the right thing. They're getting, you know, we started defensively. They're getting more to the net. They're doing that type of stuff. And they're saying all the right things. But that poise for me is the word I think I thought of last night. Just, you know, after that penalty, or even counting the penalty, the lack of poise by all through the lineup was really evident. And it's a harsh lesson. It's a cruel lesson for a group that had aspirations well past the first round.
Yeah, and I get that. And then the other thing is there were six guys that were playing last night that were in the collapse in Game 5 of the 2017 second round against Anaheim, where they also coughed up a three-goal lead and lost to the Ducks. And then six of their most important guys, Zach Cassian, you know, he played really well last night. He was in that game in 2017 as well. So you go, well, why wasn't the lesson learned, especially from the guys that are the ones that are leaned on the most? And yes, right, I agree with the poise. And I just use character because, you know, it's like, okay, this is a moment. You're in the moment. How do you handle the moment? They didn't rise to the occasion. They made bad plays. They botched breakouts. The Kulikov breakout pass was a bad outlet pass. You know, it gets kicked back into their own zone because it goes off of Jujhar Kara's skate because he's trying to break out. A couple of passes later, bada bing, bada boom, it's in the back of the net. It's 4-3. Okay. Now they're nervous. Now they're tense. It's getting close. No timeout in that moment. That's something that came up on the post-game show last night. So Dave Tippett thinks, all right, we know a TV timeout's coming in the next whistle, if it's on icing or whatever. I'm going to put out the guys that I can rely on the most, the big dogs, McDavid, Draisaitl, all that. Soft rim study by McDavid to nobody. One pass and a shot later, a weak shot, a muffin, sure, through a screen, but probably one Mike Smith has 9 times out of 10, maybe even 10 times out of 10, gets by him. And that's where I'm like, well, that's part of the character. And you're right, poise, character. I think it kind of falls in the same category, but at the same time, you're looking, you're like, they couldn't handle that moment. And you know, lessons learned, obviously, you know, whatever they have learned, it's not to the point where it can get the job done.
Joined by Tommy Cazzola, breaking down the Oilers' loss last night. You know, even the Josh Morrissey's goal, you know, just a, like, yes, a player, RV, and he's played so well. But, you know, he's in such a hurry to get over and get in that shooting lane, which you love. But Morrissey sees it from a miles away. He fakes it. Puljujärvi goes, skates by. His toes are pointed the wrong way. And boom, it's a shot. I think that shot should be saved. But just that little point, like, it's that poise to understand, okay, this guy's probably going to try to drag me back. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go over there in kind of in the right area, but I'm not going to overskate it and try so hard. And then it just goes back, right? And I think Mike Smith's got to make that save. And that's kind of another part of it that, you know, Mike's played so well, but that one extra save, like you go through all four goals, you know, I think all of them were probably savable, including the overtime, Thomas.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got big guys that are 6'5", 6'7", in the Oilers' case that duck under shots. And it almost felt like, too, like good play by Morrissey, good heads up. You're right. You want Puljujärvi to handle that a little bit better because he's probably, the nerves are getting him and he's trying to overdo it a little bit. It almost felt like whatever puck was going to be thrown at the net had a chance of going in. That's where the momentum it felt like was at. So whether it was that play and they got a save or a play a minute or two later, it just, that rush that was oncoming, it felt like the inevitable was about to happen, and it did. And Strud's like, that's I think the salt in the wound in all of this is like, wow, you could just watch the collapse. You see the body language. And then this morning, watching the pregame presser from the guys at Dave Tippett, you could see that it was fresh and it was hurting them.
Tom Cazzola joins us. To me, regardless of what happens in the series, I said it all season long, this offseason, the Edmonton Oilers, you know, they've got to get some depth scoring on the wings specifically, and they need some guys in the top six who can score. Because Puljujärvi was the only guy who scored goals at a top six winger rate this year. You know who you, actually, that's not true. Tyson Barrie and Darnell Nurse produced like top six wingers 5-on-5.
Yes.
Right? That's a fact. Like that, that's why they played with them, because the other guys weren't. And then you need some guys in your bottom. So it, regardless of the outcome of the series, I don't think the offseason game plan changes, but, I do, when I consider, you know, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins and what he's done, like, he is not helping himself for a contract, whether it's with Edmonton or any other team. And like Tommy, like the $6 million mark, I don't even think that's an option right now, unless there's a team really desperate out there. I'm very curious to see what Nugent-Hopkins gets in free agency or in a re-signing with the Oilers.
Yeah. And You pointed it out in the last segment. Like, you need him to emerge too. That line, you know what? I was surprised with the lines that Dave Tippett threw together for last night's game, because for the most part, they were pretty effective. Even Nugent Hopkins' line, Cassian got the goal. I know McDavid, Drysdale were in on that one, and it wasn't necessarily Nugent Hopkins and McLeod, but even that line looked good at times. The Haas with Ennis and Yamamoto line, they looked feisty. They were getting pucks in deep and hanging on to it and getting zone time. And then the Kara line with Shore and Archibald had really good moments until, you know, Archibald took that penalty. But you're right. I mean, I don't know what the case Nugent Hopkins and Rick Vallette and his camp are going to make. They're probably going to point to Nugent Hopkins' body of work when they go to the table with the Oilers and Ken Holland. But yeah, the numbers weren't there for him this year. The postseason numbers certainly aren't there this year for him. You need more from him. You need Nugent Hopkins from a couple of years ago consistently, and you need Nugent Hopkins when the team gets into the playoffs, if he stays with the team, to show up. And he did last year in the bubble. I mean, again, half his points were on the power play in the bubble, and that was basically the one line that was going, if you take away Jujhar Khaira, James Neal, and Alex Chiasson. So it will be an interesting offseason to see what happens in that regard, Gregs. You're right about the scoring, the depth, the wing scoring. And then now I think that whoever they bring in free agent-wise, maybe some experience and that's been through the ringer a few times when it comes to the tough times in the postseason might be something that the Oilers are looking for on these guys' resumes.
Well, we'll see if the Oilers, obviously it's one game at a time for them. It's a big hill to climb, but two other teams have done it in the last, in recent memory, in 2010 and 2014. Of course, the LA Kings went out of the cup. I don't think the Oilers are going out of the cup, but you never know. Like LA got crushed and they lost 7-2 and 6-3, and then they actually lost game three in overtime like the Oilers did. They didn't blow a three goal lead though. And then out of nowhere, they won four in a row. Like, it's kind of crazy. So we'll see what happens with the Oilers. If they can play like they did in 51 minutes tonight, they got a chance in the game. But if they're closer to the three-minute team, this will be over very, very quickly. Tommy, have a good one. We'll tune in on the pregame show.
Thank you, Gregs. Thank you, Strutty.